The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. My sister visited Cuba once with a friend and spent part of their time among followers of Santeria, people who take the orishas, or Yoruban gods and goddesses, quite seriously. Back at home, over drinks with her travel companion, my sister brushed off the half-joking request to pour out a little of her mojito as an offering to Xango. Later that night, driving home in a thunderstorm, my sister's car suffered a broken axle. She ended up having to replace the car with a new vehicle altogether. She now tells the story as if it was all just a strange coincidence. But that very same weekend, for good measure, she laid out an offering of cornmeal and rum for the aggrieved deity. In the Yoruba tradition, Xango is the god of thunder and lightning. He is known for his strength, formidable anger, and love of justice, as well as for his prodigious appetite. In the Americas, his strength was called upon to bolster Africans who were brought to the New World in chains. In today's poem, On the D-Train, by Jacqueline Johnson, the speaker imagines seeing Xango all around her, on the subway or walking city streets on his way to work. Inevitably, the poem brings my sister's Xango kerfuffle to my mind. But in a more serious way, the poem also asks me to take a better look at the black men around me, moving through their days at work and rest. Aligning men like this with the figure of Xango urges me to acknowledge the honor, respect, and even the awe that ought to be their everyday due. Black men are misjudged and mischaracterized every day. This poem offers a powerful antidote to that tendency. A great visual corollary for today's poem is an image called Sons of Kush, by photographer Dina Lawson. Lawson's portraits of ordinary black men and women honor, and more importantly, teach viewers to see and sense the innate divinity they possess. In a description of that image for the UK's Guardian, I once wrote, "I can't stop thinking about the way this photo's subject, a 20-something man holding a baby, is looking into the camera. He is young, shirtless, black, sitting in his home in the way that Lawson's subjects often are. Half in frame, there is the bare arm of a friend." Lawson captures a sense of power and presence in her subjects. She celebrates and honors a kind of unretouched blackness. The room has barely been tidied up. A package of cookies sits on a coffee table, which feels like a testimony to our lives in all their facets. America needs to look at this photo and let itself love this man, this perfect, beautiful, living man. On the D-Train, by Jacqueline Johnson, for Rich Barty. Saw Xango on the D-Train, with his big bag of tricks and familiar song, cutting jokes and truth in the same breath. Saw Xango humble in blue-collar shoes, shape-shifting, turning words into stars. saw Shango on the D train wearing an Applejack, rhapsodizing, hollering and singing blues. Saw Shango collecting converts and heads for his potential limitless drumbeat beating. Saw Shango on the D train doing a peace dance, talking smooth about love, about us loving us for a change. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Soul to Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Soul to Story are available now.